Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, October 9th, 2015, and on today's podcast, we are asking the question, is Vladimir Putin a Christian, and does it make any difference whether he is or not? It's a fair question, since there has been so much discussion of whether or not President Obama is a Muslim. The Wall Street Journal tells us that there is, quote, a blind spot in the secular mind, end quote. And that blind spot is the power of religion when it is hijacked by politics. Well, the Journal may have a blind spot as well, and that is to a true believer, whether he is a Christian or a Muslim. Religion controls his life, including his political life. If you want to predict his future action, just look at the words of his holy book. What evidence do we have then that Vladimir Putin is a Christian other than his own words? Well, we know quite a bit about his early life. He is the son of a militant communist atheist father and a pious Eastern Orthodox mother. He has a history as a KGB officer assigned to Europe, where he witnessed the fall of the Soviet Union. And with that fall, he witnessed the collapse of everything he had been taught as a young man throughout his career, everything he believed in, everything he served. He then saw the rise of capitalism and its power, at least the Russian version of it. But he identifies himself as a devout Christian and often tells the story of his conversion. He is given the examples of events such as his wife's car accident in 1993 and a near-fatal house fire in 1996 as examples of events that he considered to have been religious experiences. Then, once just before a diplomatic trip to Israel, his mother gave him a cross. He said, quote, "I put the cross around my neck, and I have never taken it off since," end quote. During his annual address to the Russian political elites in December 2014, he told them that Crimea was sacred for Russia because St. Vladimir was baptized there just before bringing Christianity to Russia. Quote, "St. Vladimir's baptism means that Crimea has invaluable, civilizational, even sacred importance for Russia, like the Temple Mount in Jerusalem for the followers of Islam and Judaism," end quote. St. Vladimir, or Vladimir the Great as he was known, converted to Orthodox Christianity in the year 988. He was born in Kiev in what is now Ukraine, but then was a part of Russia originally. He was a follower of Slavic paganism, but after his conversion, he brought Christianity to the rest of Russia. Mr. Putin now seems to be trying to replace the communist ideology that has dominated Russia for many decades, and in replacing that ideology, he seeks to replace its symbols as well. He recently commissioned a huge, i.e. about 40 meters tall, bronze statue of St. Vladimir to be placed next to the rebuilt Cathedral of Christ the Savior near the Kremlin. Think of that, folks, Christ the Savior near the Kremlin. Critics of the statue complain that it ruins the skyline with the Kremlin backdrop, but still, he built it. The Cathedral of Christ the Savior is an interesting story by itself. It was originally commissioned after the defeat of Napoleon. When Napoleon invaded Russia and drove all the way to the gates of Moscow, it was not finished until 1883, so it took about 50 years to build. It had large copper domes that dominated the Moscow skyline. The Soviet communists had a particular hatred for this cathedral, and it was blown to pieces in 1931 to make way for the Palace of Soviets. The palace was to be Stalin's personal monument, and it was designed to have a gigantic statue of Lenin atop its dome, which was 400 meters high. World War II came along and interrupted the building of the palace, and it was never finished. But under the authority of the Orthodox Church and Mr. Putin, it was rebuilt at a cost of $360 million and finished in the year 2000. Can a former KGB officer become a Christian? Well, if Saul of Tarsus can become a Christian, anyone can. One thing is sure, Mr. Putin is a student of history, and he takes the long view of history and of events. Moscow is the second seat of Eastern Orthodoxy. The first seat was Byzantium under Justinian. At one time, the Byzantine Empire spanned two continents, Europe and Asia, much as Russia does today. Why did Mr. Putin come to Syria with his army, his air force, his navy? For many reasons, obviously. But the Syrian church, labeled for extinction by the Islamic State, has been headed by the Orthodox Patriarch of Antioch. That was Apostle Paul's home base for his missionary journeys, from which he wrote much of the New Testament. It is also the first place that followers of Christ were referred to as Christians. It would be easy then to see how Mr. Putin could take a Eurasian view of his position, not just a Russian one. The Russian Orthodox Church has described the Russian fight against the Islamic State and other jihadist groups as a holy war. The Christian Orthodox Church, or the Russian Orthodox Church, has said that Russia's opposition to jihadist groups and to the Islamic State is a holy war, according to the church's public affairs department. Quote, "The fight with terrorism is a holy battle, and today our country is perhaps the most active force in the world fighting it. The Russian Federation has made a responsible decision on the use of armed forces to defend the people of Syria from the sorrows caused by the arbitrariness of terrorists. Christians are suffering in the region with the kidnapping of clerics and the destruction of churches. Muslims are suffering no less. The church has urged Mr. Putin to protect persecuted Christians." The Russian Patriarch Kirill even once wrote an impassioned letter to Mr. Obama, imploring the American president to stop empowering Christian persecuting jihadis. The patriarch said, quote, "I am deeply convinced that the countries which belong to the Christian civilization bear a special responsibility for the fate of Christians in the Middle East," end quote. Mr. Putin seems dedicated to helping Russia recover from its long Soviet descent into madness and to recover its Russian soul. He refers occasionally to Russia as a church-grounded shield against the postmodernism of the West. He speaks of the need for religious revival, which would trigger spiritual renewal of the Russian people. He talks of his efforts to protect his people from the influence of Western decadence. He says that to Russia, her spiritual shield is just as important as her nuclear shield. He always speaks favorably of the Russian Orthodox Church and its role in preserving the rich historical and cultural heritage of Russia and in reviving Russia's eternal moral values. In America, as well as in Europe, to announce one's belief in Christianity is career suicide. In many careers, especially any career having anything to do with entertainment, if we believe the teachings of Christ, the government requires us to keep that to ourselves. Holidays and their celebrations are abolished or neutered in some fashion, but anything with the name Christ in it has to be renamed to prevent the offensive shame of that word. Not so in Russia. In summary, folks, the United States, the leader of the Christian West, the place where immigrants want to come because it is a better place to live, is busy tearing down its Christian heritage, while Russia, with its history of atheistic communism, is busy rebuilding its Christian heritage. It's easy to be cynical of a Russian KGB officer proclaiming himself a Christian, but there is more to this man than meets the eye. Finally, folks, is Vladimir Putin a Christian? I don't know. That's between him and God. But he acts more like one than Barack Hussein Obama. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.